Today is Monday, September 30, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National, the ad came up again, National Hot Mulled Cider Day. It's Orange Shirt Day. It's National Love People Day. And it's National Mud Pack Day. Oh, one more. It's National Chewing Gum Day. So when you talk about a mud pack, it looks like they're talking... I have a little bit of a hiccup or something. It looks like they're talking about a mud facial, where you put mud on your face. I need anything I can to help my face stay as cute and young looking as possible. I'm already doing all kinds of lotions and potions. I don't know if any of it is going to work. And I am so lazy when it comes to self-care type stuff. It's just so boring having to apply moisturizer, and it's mostly moisturizer, to be honest. It's just like, it feels like you need to constantly be moisturizing, toning, tightening, exfoliating, doing all these masks and whatever. And maybe you don't, but that's what it seems like. And I know a lot of dermatologists or people you might read online will say things like, just don't touch your face. You know, and graceful aging is fine, but I want to keep my skin in as good a shape as I possibly can. I mean, why not? Why would I want to do anything to wrinkle earlier than I should, or get age spots earlier than I should, or anything like that? I might as well do what I can, but I, as any typical man, this is definitely like my straight man trait, is I just don't enjoy going to the doctor. A lot of straight men do not like to go to the doctor. I don't know about gay men. I don't talk to a lot of gay men about whether or not they enjoy going to the doctor or whether they regularly go to the doctor. But I have heard that it is a thing that straight men do not enjoy going to the doctor, and they will, their wives, when they get married, typically make them go to the doctor. So I don't know about gay men. Even though I'm gay, I really don't know. And things like taking care of your skin, stuff like that, exfoliating, moisturizing, doing all of that bullshit. But I'm trying to. And so I should celebrate that today and do a mud mask. I don't have a mud mask, but I do have some masks. Maybe I'll do a mask before I go to bed. I don't know. We'll see. All right. Well, let's just look and see if we have any messages or any voicemails, because it's been a bit since I looked. We do not have any messages. I'm just looking. No text messages. If you wanted to message me, you could do so by text messaging 479-221-9393. And I'll get it. I will not reply. No, I will not reply, but I will get it, and I will read it on the show. It is good when you message me for the first time that you give me your name, because I don't use caller ID, because I'm trying to protect your anonymity, plus it costs extra money. This service that I use for voicemails and text messages, it costs more if I want to do caller ID attached to the... And so I'm like, you know what? I'm sure there are a lot of listeners who want to use fake names, or they don't want people to know who they are, or whatever, and that's fine. But if you at least give me something to call you, that would be great. And then I do have a little database of phone numbers and names, and that way the next time you text or call, I already have it, and my file name gets saved with the whatever name you've given me. So, we do have a voicemail, so why don't we go ahead and play that, maybe. Oh, it's making me download it. That's weird. Let's see if I can play it.
Hi there. This is your Auntie Scott.
Hello.
With kind of a serious message, because it is a personal bone of contention of mine that you frequent Chick-fil-A, because I feel it's wrong. But I wanted to clarify something that you said you don't want to be vilified for eating a chicken, a dad gum.
Dad
which
gum.
Is
mm-hmm.
Pussy for goddamn. A dad gum chicken sandwich. You're not being vilified for that, Adam. I don't see you as a villain. I see you as self-sabotaging, and selfish, that you would put your desire for a dadgum chicken sandwich over the fact that you are patronizing or patronizing, because patronizing is different. I'm having a little difficulty with vocabulary today, but that's because I'm 68. You are patronizing an actively anti-LGBT, regardless of your equivocation earlier, an anti-LGBTQ organization. And to me, that is self-sabotaging and selfish, that your desire for a chicken sandwich would outweigh the others. So with that serious comment, I will say that, I'm very troubled by the Chick-fil-A thing. So talk to you later. Bye.
Well, thanks for the call, Auntie Scott. And I'll preface what I'm about to say with, you know, I love you. We disagree. I do not think that they're anti-LGBT. Daniel and I have talked about this ad nauseum. And I, you know, and I'm not going to rehash that here, because we've talked about it, again, ad nauseum. And people can look up the information and make a decision on their own. And I'm not belittling anyone who decides that they want to boycott or do whatever it is that they're going to do. And you can think of me as selfish as you want, if you want, but I am also in therapy to stand up for myself and not be a people pleaser. So on this note, I am not going to be a people pleaser. I do not see anything wrong with what I am doing, and I will continue to do so. You can like it or not. And I still love you, and I hope you still love me. But if you don't, I have to make decisions in my life to support myself and stick up for myself. And so I can't be afraid that you're going to stop listening or stop being my friend or any of those things, which is how my brain works. I literally have thoughts right now inside of me that Auntie Scott may not love me anymore because I'm saying this, but I'm in therapy to be honest with people and to be my authentic self. And my opinion is that there is nothing wrong with going to Chick-fil-A, and that the company itself has taken steps to be supportive of the LGBTQ+ community. And I enjoy their food and their customer service, and so I go there. We can disagree. Now, everything within my brain is clawing at me that I should just be a people pleaser right now, and that I may lose a friend or a listener over this, or both. But I am practicing my therapy at the moment. So we disagree. You know, we disagree. And I'm sure there are many other things that we disagree on. All right. Well, there was a serious note, everyone, but I do. Look, I am, you guys know, I've been honest with you about being in therapy and about trying to be my authentic self. And, you know, there are going to be times where people disagree with each other. And this is one of those times. And I think I was I don't remember exactly what I said. I'm pretty sure I was joking when I'm like, well, be vilified, you know, vilified or being, what's the word? Where you make things worse than they are, or you, I can't think of the word. But anyway, I've gone on and on enough about this. But yeah, I want to be honest with you folks. You know, I hide things. I am a hider of things because I want people to like me, and I'm trying to stop doing that. And we disagree. So there you go. All right. One other thing I wanted to talk about. I did register to vote. There were people that were interested. Daniel was text messaging me every day almost last week. Have you registered yet? Have you registered yet? Have you registered yet? Yes, I have registered. I went to Fayetteville. I could have done it through the mail, but my printer wasn't working. I tried to print out some stuff and it was not good because my printer sucks. And Fatty mentioned on his show last week that Staples was having a sale. So I'm going to look because Staples is on my AA shopping. And I do want to buy a new printer because this printer just has sucked since day one. But I didn't want to trust it because we're getting close to the due date. And I'm like, what if they're like, oh no, this is not readable enough, or he's filled something out wrong. And then I've totally just screwed myself up and I can't vote. And I changed my name, you guys know, a few years ago, just removed a name. And I couldn't remember what I was registered in my prior county under. And I was like, I got to change the address. I've got to change the name. I've got to do all this stuff. So I went to the court. I drove to Fayetteville, went to the courthouse. Security guard was really nice, really friendly, chatty guy, and had to take my belt buckle off, but he admired it. It's a Green Lantern belt buckle. And went upstairs to the county clerk, and she said, oh, I found you, but you're in a different county. We will need you to fill out a form. So I filled out the form, gave her the form. She entered it in her computer. She asked me for zero forms of identification. I had brought a bank statement, some sort of bill with my name and address on it, my passport, my driver's license. She didn't ask for any of it. She said, okay, I entered it in my computer. You should get a card in about a week. So we'll see. We will see if I get it. We are leaving for Greece on Saturday, so hopefully I get it before then, because I would like to know that I'm registered before I leave for my trip. Also, the deadline is October 7th, so I need to know. Knowing is half the battle. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow if you're all still my friends. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.